is the Sports Fever. If it's a sport, we cover it. And here are the hosts, Anthony Colasano, Dom DeRosa, Noah Gugliotta, also known as Googs, and Sean Johnson.
.com proudly nominated for National Association of Broadcasters 2019 Marconi Award for Best College Radio Station of the Year. And live from the Rider University Studios, it's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Anthony Colasano, and alongside me today is Don DeRosa, Sean Johnson, and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Googs.
Oh, yeah.
So we're finally all together again. It's been a while, but you know, it's a big milestone for us. You know, obviously Super Bowl Sunday, that's what the show's all going to be about. But since we've kind of transformed this show to a podcast/radio format, this is the 50th episode.
Wow. What a coinky day.
Really?
Yeah, it's the 50th one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cuz
when you do it through Anchor, like I do, like I put like the episode number, and so what I did last week, it was 49. I was like, "Oh wow."
Would you look
it's
at
coming
that?
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you think about it, like we've done, I think almost if you were to count from freshman year and sophomore year and junior year, we've done maybe over 100 shows.
We've done a lot of shows.
Done a lot.
Yeah, we've done a lot of shows together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, is right.
That's crazy.
I remember our first one, man, in the old studio. Anthony was a little nervous as the host, and we were all kind of just there like, oh my goodness, what do we say?
What do we say? What do we do? And we were all like sweating. It was so hot.
It was so warm in there. Yeah. I would have to, oh, Jesus.
Dom, you remember that?
For some reason, I remember. Like, it was just warm there. Anthony would talk a little fast when he got nervous, but look at him now.
Yeah, I did. I did talk fast.
He does a tremendous job.
We all had butterflies in our stomachs then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Anthony, when I had to do my show the other day when you were on it, I was a little nervous too because, you know, going live is like, oh, man, I got to do this after 2 months.
And,
Yeah. It was nice for me being not doing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need a break.
Yeah.
But like we said, Super Bowl 55, it's Bucks versus Chiefs, the old dog versus the new dog. Patrick Mahomes trying to become one of the few many players to become back-to-back Super Bowl champions, and Tom Brady is looking to continue his historic legacy and win his 7th Super Bowl title. If he does this, he'll be 7 of 10. No matter what's remarkable, whether he wins or loses this, his winning percentage in the Super Bowl will be well over 50%. So props to him. But, Sean, since you haven't been on the show in a while, I want to give your take on this matchup first. Bucks, Chiefs, break it down for us in terms of your opinion and give your take on who you think will win and why.
All right, so getting into this season, I don't know if I necessarily doubted the Buccaneers, but I definitely did not think they were going to be as good as they are right now. I mean, they got through some pretty good teams to get into the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, they beat the Saints, right?
Yes, they did.
I mean, that Saints team was pretty good. I honestly thought that they were the front runner for the NFC. But, of course, it's Tom Brady. You know, he worked his Brady magic. And then, you know, the Chiefs are just the Chiefs. They're probably one of the best teams I've seen in a long time. I mean, when you got everybody on that team clicking together, Patrick Mahomes is like one of the craftiest quarterbacks I think we've ever seen in this generation. I mean, what he does with everything is just, I don't know, he does it with style, but he's also just so precise and so, you know, good with everything. Tyreek Hill, I mean, who can guard him? He's so fast. I mean, watching him play, it's ridiculous. And then Travis Kelce, I mean, I think he's going to end up being the best tight end of all time. I mean,
it looks like that.
Yeah, he puts up crazy numbers. I mean, I had to play him like 4 times in fantasy this year, and he's the reason I lost like all 4 of those times. He's dropping like 40 fantasy points as a tight end. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah, but for my prediction, who I think is going to win, I feel like I'd like to see Tampa win. I'd like to see Brady kind of, you know, go out with a bang, especially against a great Patrick Mahomes team. I don't know, though. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tampa.
Go with Tampa. Yeah, and I like what you brought up about Travis Kelce. I mean, because, We found out a couple of days ago that him and Gronk are kind of the same age, and Gronk's really declined. Travis Kelce really hasn't declined, so, and, you know, Gronk is considered one of the greatest of all time, right next to, you know, Tony Gonzalez. So if he has a couple, I'd say two or three more, like, good or great seasons, I think it could be the number one of all time, you know,
his problem in history. It took him a while to kind of get into the scene.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Gronk was on those great Patriots teams that were always relevant. Travis Kelce didn't necessarily have the best quarterbacks up until Mahomes got there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, that's true. Dom, we'll go to you next.
All right, so I think it's going to be a phenomenal Super Bowl. It kind of stinks to see both these teams in it. However, Brady did make his whole offseason interesting ever since he signed with the Bucs and everyone that kind of went and joined him. Same thing with the Chiefs with the whole Le'Veon Bell situation, but it's going to be really interesting, to say the least. I'll give you my pick right now. I am going to be rooting for Tampa Bay because of the fact that, look, a lot of people hate Brady for his greatness. There's a lot of criticism around it, whether it's Belichick or not. But I want to see Brady be able to do it without Belichick and just build it around a team, because no matter what sport it is, it's a team effort at the end of the day. I would like to see Brady go in. I've been more confident with Tampa as the season went along and the playoffs. I said, don't underestimate Brady and these Bucks. They beat the football team, they beat the Saints, and they beat the Packers, which I called, all on the road. So now they're getting rewarded at home in Tampa. First team to ever do so. I want to see him win it. I don't want to see Mahomes win it either. It's been tough, too. I think the last team to do it back-to-back were the Patriots in 03 and 04, if I'm not mistaken. And it's very tough. It's not an easy task to do for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think the Bucks have more talent across the board to where they're actually getting better and they're flourishing compared to the Chiefs with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, who have been great. But I think Tampa can do this, and I'm going to root for the Buccaneers hardcore.
Yeah, yeah, and you brought up that they're rewarded with home field advantage, but they're still making it kind of a neutral site because, you know, the big storyline for them having a home field is that they can use the cannon whenever they score a touchdown. The league said that they can't do that regardless, even though it is their home stadium. They're trying to keep it as neutral as possible, which in sight of it is fair. I mean, every, you know, no matter what, every site in Super Bowl history has been neutral. So, and for them to be at home, it's just great in itself. So
yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal that the cannon's not being used.
I heard they're going to use it like after, if they win the Super Bowl, then they'll have it erupt.
Yeah.
So that's acceptable. I mean, don't doubt Brady, man. No matter how much you hate him, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Noah? Your thoughts, opinions, and your pick?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I like the points Sean and Dom brought up. And I think it's really interesting to see that they faced Washington football team on the road, faced the Saints on the road, faced the Packers in the NFC Championship. I'm talking about the Bucs on the road. And now they're going to have the Super Bowl, you know, home field advantage. So I think it's a really cool dynamic there. I don't think that's really going to matter when it comes to the overall game. I think the Chiefs are so good offensively. And the Bucs, I just think, are playing both sides of the ball well right now. Tom Brady did not play well in the second half, obviously, but played great in the first half against the Packers. And I think the defense is forcing turnovers. And if you can get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, contain him in the pocket, you know, they'll have a chance. I actually am leaning to take the Bucs. I can't believe all three of us right now, not including Anthony, are taking the Bucs. But I lean taking the Bucs just because I think their overall offense and defense are probably better than the offense and defense of the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs' offense is obviously better than the Bucs, but I think their defense, I don't think it's as good as the Bucs. So I think it's going to be a good game. I'm right now, I have a couple of those playoff boxes, or not, well, not playoffs.
Yeah, Super Bowl boxes. Yeah.
So I think I have 0-1 in one of them, and then like 6-3 maybe, or no, not 6-5, something like that. So I got to pick like 31-30 bucks, something like that, you know, because I have to win the bet too. So that's my score.
Yeah, I remember doing those boxes back in the day. I remember we won like $250 when it was Giants Patriots in 08.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I did one too. I did one the year that the Falcons and Patriots played. I won the third quarter one, and I put in like $10. I think I made like 15. I made a five.
There we go.
Yeah, it was like such a small, but I mean it was cool to win. Like I went up to the person who was running it. I was like, can I have my money now? The person was flabbergasted that I went up there. And I was just like celebrating. I'm like, can I have them? Can I have the money? They're like, yeah, sure. Kind of fine. You won. So that was
cool. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I guess for my pick, you know, I said it on Dom's show. I've kind of said it on this show a couple of times, but I'm rooting for the Bucks. For this one. Even though the Packers did lose, I did want to see the Packers win. But, you know, look, Tom Brady, if he wins this, and I've said this before, if he were to win this, it ends the conversation. There'd be no more debate. And I think overall, I think the Bucks have a better game plan than the Chiefs do in terms of what they can do. If you guys notice, like during these playoff runs, they established the run game first, which then allows Tom Brady to really open up the field to his wide receivers. Leonard Fournette is playing out of his mind, you know, throwback to his Jacksonville days with Ronald Jones platooning at times, which is good because before that it was the opposite. It was Ronald Jones first and then it was Fournette. Now they flipped. So I think that's a good sign. Cameron Brate's been playing phenomenal. Obviously Gronk's there, but Gronk's more of a blocker at this point now. And Gronk's a phenomenal blocker. So that helps too. And then Devon White, the middle linebacker for them, is just playing out of this world. So that's my take. I feel like they'll win. And also, you know, with the Chiefs, you know, offensively, in terms of weapon-wise, they're all healthy. But in terms of their O-line, they're missing two big pieces going into today. And I feel like that can hurt them because if they can get pressure on Mahomes and have him scramble, you know, he'll make the throws and he'll make them good. But he'll lose that that ability to have time in the pocket and to make accurate and good throws. So that's why I'm leaning towards the Bucks, and plus they're home. You know, it'd be kind of cool to see them win on their home field because we're witnessing history. So that is my pick. So we all gave our picks, all four for four on the Bucks.
Crazy.
That's crazy. I can't believe that, but I mean, I think we all, you know, like what the Bucks are going to do.
Yeah, I thought Sean was going to pick the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Or Shane Victorino as the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, that's right.
Shane Victorino.
I love that pick, Sean. Like I always think about when he did that, and I just smile every time Sean went Shane Victorino. Love it.
Listen, how many times did he win World Series? Two, three?
Two. '08 with the Phillies and 2013 with the Sox.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So he has two under his belt.
Crazy.
But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's all about the Super Bowl. We're going to get into the halftime show, you know, the commercials, all the food and just, you know, other things that can happen, you know, just during the Super Bowl and during our Super Bowl parties. We'll get all into that and more on the Sports Fever only on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7 The Bronc.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com, live from the Ryan University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Anthony Colasano, and alongside me today, it's Dom DeRosa, Sean Johnson, and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Googs.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's Super Bowl 55, therefore it's our Super Bowl show. You know, in the first segment, we gave our picks and our thoughts of the game and the matchup in itself. We all picked the same team, but kind of gave different reasons why we picked them, so that was kind of good. In this segment, we're going to kind of talk about, you know, kind of a couple of the main reasons why people who aren't sports fans watch the Super Bowl, and that is the commercials. You know, the commercials are always a big hit. Many big big name companies really try to go all in and all out on these commercials. You have to pay at most, I think this year, I think we're at $5 or $6 million for a 30 second ad, and then you double that if you want to go for a minute. So, you know, they really got to bring their A game. But Dom, you know, right before we started this, you said that the last couple of years, you know, they've been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, no, in my opinion, it's been slacking, and I am picky with the commercials and everything like that, but man, I used to laugh so hard. I don't know if it's because I'm growing up a little bit, but I used to laugh so hard at those commercials, and that's like the only thing I was really looking forward to more than just the football game itself. If I had to remember one, it would definitely be like the Mountain Dew one with the monkey baby. That was weird, but I found that really amusing.
Puppy monkey baby.
And then another one I had was the M&M commercial with like the chocolate M&M lady.
I'm sexy and I know it. That was a good one.
With the red M&M and he's like doing the dance at the party. That was a pretty good one that I remember. But otherwise than that, I'm just like,
I love the Dorito one. Jimmy, is that you?
Yeah.
From the future.
From the future. The one where it's like his like own little box or something, and he's what do you call it?
It's like a time machine. He had to get on the Doritos to make it work.
And then the old lady comes out or something like
old
that.
Old man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, Anthony. That's a good one to remember. Mm-hmm. That's old. That was, I remember that one when I was like a junior or senior in high school. So.
Yeah. That one was like pretty recent. No, but I mean, yeah, I do agree with that. I feel like now it's more of just like, it's, you know, I think they're not as funny. I think that's why they're not as funny. I think they're more like either like serious, have a really strong message, or they're really like big like promos or premieres for like TV or movies. Like that's where we really see the big stuff. Because I know I'm hearing rumors that Marvel is going to release even more stuff. Because if you remember last year, they had that 30-second Marvel ad for all the shows, and obviously Corona hit, and everything got pushed back because now WandaVision's starting right now, and then the Falcon Winter Soldier starting in a couple weeks. So I think we're going to get something like that, and I'm hearing another Black Widow commercial. Loki's getting one. And I don't know what else. I did hear Michael B. Jordan's got a film.
He's such a good actor.
He's got a commercial, so I don't know what
that's
that is.
Cool.
But I know my favorite commercial, I'm going to be biased, was with it was a Bye commercial with Justin Timberlake and Christopher Walken. And Christopher Walken saying the lyrics to Bye Bye Bye, but the way he was saying it, this disappoints me as an NSYNC fan that I didn't know he was saying the lyrics. And then like he says them, and then Justin looks at him puzzled and then just looks straight at the camera, and then it goes Bye Bye Bye. I'm like, it took me like a minute to get it. I'm like, oh. So I was like, wow, that was a good one, because that was clever.
I had to look that one up. That's cool. I like that, man.
Yeah, but that was my favorite one. I'll go to Sean. Sean, what about you? What was your favorite commercial that you've ever seen? Or that you can remember, at least?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen some definitely great commercials. One of my favorite ones last year was that one where it was like the self-parking car in Boston.
Oh, yeah. With Chris Evans. Uh-huh.
John Krasinski
and Rachel, do you know her last name, Noah? She was on SNL.
Rachel Dratch?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rachel Dratch.
It's a self-packing car.
Hey, get out.
I remember that one, too. Yeah, that was a Boston thing. Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, of recent memory, that's my favorite one. I was actually like freaked out by the puppy monkey baby, whatever.
I think everybody was.
Yeah.
No, you know what a freaky one was? Remember the GoDaddy commercial?
Yeah.
Like Danica Patrick, and then they have the close of the two of like that Jerry Cole like super pale kid that you kind of see in extras and all these movies is making out with some like super hot model. I'm just like, man.
After every commercial, they would say, go to GoDaddy.com or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just like, but like, you know, what?
Like, thanks. Will do.
There's something going on that website that we don't know about. I don't know. It's like crazy.
Yeah, I do remember that. And that was the
GoDaddy does, like,
I think it's like you build a website. I honestly have no idea.
I ain't going
there. I don't even know. I did go once, and it was like you had to put all this information in, and I was so tired. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to deal with that. I don't know why I went on. I think it was in the days where they would do the, you know, the ones where she would go to like undress and she would like, they would stop the commercial. And I was like, what's going to happen next? You know, I would just, you know, go on to see. I didn't get far enough. Don't worry. Well, I stayed appropriate. Do not worry.
Stayed PG, so. Noah. But what about you, Noah? What was your favorite commercial that you ever seen?
You know, I'm trying to think, Anthony. What were the – last year we watched the Super Bowl. Well, I stayed in my room because I get very nervous during the Super Bowl. We had all four of us were in our common room. There were like 10 to 15 people.
Right.
What was the one, the nuts commercial that I'm thinking of?
The nuts commercial.
I can't think of what it was called, but it had like a catchy jingle. But listen, I think I kind of agree with Dom. Like I remember the Puppy Monkey Baby like really well, but most of the commercials it's hit or miss. Like really, a lot of them are kind of missed. But the best, we were talking during the break, the best commercial right now is the Geico commercial with the family eating ice cream and chocolaca and, you know, Scoop. There it is. That's the greatest commercial, I think, of all time.
It is.
Barring best of all time.
I love it. It the baby nut commercial for Planters or something like that for like – you know, the guy with the little mommy, like, eyeglass thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember. That was a weird one. It was, like, 3D. It was all babyish. It was baby nut. It was 2020, so it was just recent. That's what I literally looked it up, so that's what I found.
Yeah, the only ones that I remember was the Marvel one, the Paka, and then...
Puppy Monkey.
Well, that wasn't last year. Was that last? That wasn't last year.
No. That was a long time ago.
I know Post Malone had one. I think he had a Mountain Dew one.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And
I know. Memories.
And he's gonna have one again. According to our friend Sarah, he has a commercial again with them as well.
Yeah.
And I think Budweiser. I think this is like the first year they're not gonna have any commercials.
Really?
Whoa.
I think so. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
That's kind of big, though.
That is big.
Interesting.
I mean, I hear a lot of criticism for the drink itself, so maybe, the market's going down a little bit.
Who knows?
Yeah. But they've had a lot of ones that like are memorable. Like I think they do more like
I remember the dog, you know, one.
Where, like, was that a more meaningful one?
It was like he went out for like a drink with his friends and like the dog was like waiting there and like he didn't come home. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, like he didn't make it or he you know, don't drink and drive, but then he stayed at his friend's house and was back.
Oh,
that one.
Deep.
Yeah. They really hit you hard in the.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
In the heart.
Like they try to make you feel bad,
mm-hmm.
which is kind
of that works.
You know, it's nice. Be quiet.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy myself.
You want to be entertained.
You want to watch some Super Bowl with some nachos, Noah.
Well, I will say there's some old people ones that, you know, kind of get to me, but like I don't want that during a Super Bowl.
You want to laugh.
There was a Verizon one that was really sentimental too. Verizon had one last year too, with like a bunch of like first responders or something like that. I remember that, or like it was like old people. I remember that one.
Yeah, they should lower their prices. How about that?
Yeah, for real.
I can't remember any of these. I really can't. I'm struggling remembering.
Yeah, now Anthony started to go in the treasure chest that I'm not seeing either.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But those were some good commercials that we all thought of. But we're gonna take another quick break. When we come back, we'll get into probably everyone's favorite thing to do at the zoo besides watching it, eating. You know, it's like the ultimate cheat day in America. So we'll talk about some of our favorite dishes that we've had during Super Bowl and what we all are going to be eating on Super Bowl Sunday. After these underwriting announcements, only on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7TheBronc.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com live from the Ryan University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Andy Colasano. And alongside me today is Dom DeRosa, Sean Johnson, and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as
Googs.
Perfectly done.
Always, like always.
Perfection. So in this segment,
there it is.
Scoop, there it is, because, you know, that has to deal with ice cream, and ice cream is a food, and this segment's all about Super Bowl foods. So, you know, and Sean will be back shortly. He's actually getting food, so he'll be eating as we're doing the food segment. You know, it's just perfect. But yeah, obviously, you know, this day also, you know, obviously we can't do massive parties. So if you guys, whoever, if you are getting together with your friends or family, you know, just close, you know, only a couple people, you know, make sure you guys are all test negative and, you know, have a good time. But food, I'm excited. It's the biggest cheat day, I think, in America. People just go all out. Wings, pizza, nachos, you know, burgers, cookies, cake, whatever you eat, it'll be there at a Super Bowl party. Pigs in a blanket, sandwiches, just anything. I know for myself, now barring the weather, because today, unfortunately, there is supposed to be snow, which stinks because we just had snow last week. And, of course, now, you know, on the day that everyone's supposed to go out, get food, and have a good time, it's supposed to snow. So we'll see what happens. But for what I'm doing with, you know, my roommates and I think a couple other people are probably coming over.
Yeah.
We are going to do get a thin crust pizza from this place called Jules. Apparently they make amazing pizza. So we're going to get it from there. And then also there's this Mexican place in Princeton called Taqueria. So we're going to get, like, I think 3 orders of nachos. But 2 of the nachos are going to be like your normal nachos, you know, chips, salsa, whatever, meat or whatever. Then we're going to get dessert nachos, where it's a tray of nachos sprinkled with, I think, powdered sugar, cinnamon, and drizzled with Nutella. Oh, it's gonna be heavenly.
I can only watch.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Don's probably going to come over, and he unfortunately can't eat Nutella.
That's all right, dude. I'll be full anyway.
Because he's allergic, but that's okay.
That's okay. I'm not missing out, buddy.
Why are you allergic to Nutella? It's because, I saw that. I didn't know that.
Honestly, I don't think I am anymore, because this happened in third grade where a cashew gave me like a huge rash and everything, and it's tree nuts. Like, I can smell it. Like, it doesn't matter as long as I don't consume it. Like, peanut butter, though, I'm totally good with. I have it all the time. It's just tree nuts more so. I have peanuts all the time, too. They're really good. So, yeah, it's like Nutella is something to watch at. Cashews, walnuts, any kind of tree nut is like that kind of stuff. So, I gotta, but it's been like,
it's been a while.
It's been a long time, you know, 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since we're on the subject, favorite food that you probably had at a Super Bowl party.
All righty. So I do definitely go the nachos route, because, man, there's nothing better than looking at commercials, no matter for what restaurant or place it is, fast food, whatever, and there's nachos with just melted cheese all over it, with meats and all that, jalapenos. The only thing I can't do, too, is guac. Now, boy, if you get guac, by the way, can you please have it in cups on the side instead? Or else I probably can't eat it, because I get very nauseous with guac. I don't know why.
It'll probably be on the side.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's how I do it for my family, too. It's, like, really weird. I don't know. It's been recent. But I definitely am a nachos person. However, the main one for me is definitely bone-in wings. You can't go boneless. Bone-in wings are so much better. If you like boneless, I'm sorry. We have to talk. But bone-in wings, definitely hot, you know, mild temperature.
Yeah, we would know from sophomore year where you just, I want you to get this amount of wings. I'm like, where'd they all go? I look at Dom.
We're ordering. We're like, okay, each person's going to have 4 wings. Each person's going to have 2 pieces of pizza. We get there. A quarter in, Patriots, Rams, Super Bowl. We look, Dom's plate, 18 wings. Easy.
I had to have like 10 or more.
It
was so good.
Dude, the family was so mad. I honestly didn't care, because I'm not a – I like wings.
But I had them. It wasn't like – I was like, whatever.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, but like the crispy ones are the way to go. So when I get wings too, it's got to be a little bit on the well-done side. I know it sounds like really weird. Like, what are you talking about? But like,
no, I agree.
I don't like it too soft and mushy where the outside's like, you know, like a little wet and soggy.
I agree.
And then the inside – is just like too soft. I like to have a little oomph in my bite, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and when it comes to wings, right, when it comes to bone in, I'm more of a flat person, like the wing, rather than like, what do you call it, the leg or something.
Yeah,
I'm more of a flat. I think it's easier, I think it's better.
Oh,
you have
a flat than a drumstick almost.
I'm more of a flat person.
All right, Sean, what about you?
Am I a flat person or a drumstick person?
Well, you can answer that one too, but like your favorite food that you've had at the Super Bowl or something that you always look forward to eating when it's Super Bowl Sunday.
So I'd definitely say number one, I am a flats person. Woo! I like it. But I'm a boneless wing person. Who likes working extra to eat all that food when you do pop right. in your mouth and done?
All right, like I can eat it, but like I prefer bone in. I think it's got more flavor to it. I do.
We should do a show where Sean and Dom debate about what's boneless, bone in.
All right, bring back debate
month. Yeah. Oh god.
Food.
Sean, food debate. Tell your kitty I said hello.
Hello.
But definitely my favorite food. I don't know. I think I just take the traditional pizza route.
Traditional pizza, but what kind of toppings though?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Either buffalo chicken or just plain.
There we go.
Now, do you have blue cheese on it or ranch?
Ranch.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. All right, good. Blue cheese is like straight up disgusting.
I hate blue cheese.
I don't like it either. Me neither.
It's got a weird taste. It's just weird. It's tangy, but it's like a gross tangy.
It's just like rotten.
Yeah. I can see it smelling like that to some people.
I love that. It's rotten. I agree. I don't.
My family
like
loves it, and I just can't. I like ranch on my pizza.
I usually have ranch, but I can understand why people do that. Like I get that. Okay, so for food, I'm going my favorite. there goes Sean. My favorite like food for the Super Bowl specifically is definitely pigs in a blanket. I just think it's the best. Like I love an hors d'oeuvre, so like a finger food, on Super Bowl, I think is perfect. You're watching the game, you don't want to really be distracted by anything else, so you just quick, easy, and you keep going. So I most enjoy the pigs in a blanket, little ketchup. The one thing I have a question: I've been sitting here racking my brain for like desserts on the Super Bowl. Am I just missing any like big dessert on the Super Bowl?
I feel like there's like ice cream, brownies, cookies,
all that kind of stuff. Really, nothing like major.
No pies. No one eats pies on a Super Bowl.
Maybe brownies if you're trying to be a little creative, but like.
You see, here's the thing, in my opinion, when it comes to the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, it's like a big day to like eat and stuff. Like, people like make food, but like, I don't see them making like any crazy type of like Thanksgiving food or like,
It's just like a big out.
Like a big course or whatever. If for me, it's just like, or at least my family. I don't know about you guys, but it's like we get pizza, we get like wings, and then we get like one dessert maybe, and then like that's it. My mom, I will say, is going all out just because like me, my brother, and my mom are staying home, and like she's like, okay, I'll make some good food for us, so I'll make it a little bit more special. But
what's she making?
What's she making, Johnny boy?
She's making buffalo chicken dip. That's actually another big one.
That's the biggest one, I think.
Anthony and Dom, you guys remember those sliders she made?
Tremendous.
Oh yeah,
those are
making
good.
Those were so good. She's making some form of dessert. I forgot what it is. I think it's banana pudding. Something.
Oh, that's good. I'm not a fan of bananas, but banana pudding solid.
It is very good.
Yeah.
I think you guys are right, though. I think cookies, brownies, maybe ice cream are like the desserts.
Yeah, nothing big, man.
But Sean, are you – so it's just you're staying home, right? Like, because I think that's what I'm doing too. Yeah, so it's like you go kind of – your mom's going to like kind of give some more leeway and give you some more food, which is really good. I like it.
And I mean, we'll also have leftovers for the next
Exactly. Yeah. And that'll complement whatever. You could have a full meal, or that could complement another dinner. Like, look at this. We could do a show just based on how to get a meal going, how to put together a perfect meal.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Exactly.
To Sean, Noah, Dom, and Anthony's hour of putting together a meal.
We'll do it one day, boys.
We'll make a whole other podcast for that.
Yeah. Online. You guys are welcome online. No sports. Just talk about food.
Yeah. And that's the bone-in, boneless debate between Sean Johnson and Dom.
All right, guys. I'm not even kidding. For next week, I will like low-key do that for you guys. I'll just get everyone on a Zoom call, and I will record it and upload it.
Me and Anthony can moderate.
We could talk about some news, especially like Trevor Bauer that happened, maybe some baseball moves, but like it's going to be focused on like, yeah, this is what, and like we'll go through every sport. Like when you're at a game or something, what do you prefer to eat and what?
Yeah, because every sport you eat something like this. Different. Like there's something that whenever there's sports associated with a certain type of food.
And it depends on the city, of course, but it's right. Great, you know. But you guys are down? Because I'm down now. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we can do that.
This upcoming weekend. Next upcoming weekend we'll do it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds good. Yeah. The week is Sean's birthday.
Woo!
It's gonna be 21.
The big 2 months.
21.
Yeah, yo. Becoming an adult.
I'll buy you a
drink. Oh my goodness. Sean, what are you like?
Drink wise,
yeah. What do you like? What do you think about?
I don't know. I've never had alcohol yet because I'm not 21.
Yeah. Come on. He's a minor.
Yeah, of course. But I was like, you know, what would you prefer?
He's responsible.
What would you prefer?
Just said that. I was like, I was so impressed. I'm like, Sean, good for you.
You actually bought it.
if I'm the cop that has to listen to shows for like doing illegal stuff, I would have gotten absolutely fooled there.
Gullible googly.
This guy, we got this guy on the case. Sean absolutely plastered me in that debate. Boom.
Oh my God. All right. But we got to take a quick break. This is a fun segment. But to wrap up the show, when we come back, we'll talk about the halftime show and, you know, probably our favorite performances that we witnessed and also what we're looking forward to seeing this one. That's all coming up on the Sports Fever on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7TheBronc.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com, live from the Ryan University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Andy Colsano, and alongside me today is Dom DeRosa, Sean Johnson, and Noel Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Googs. So, in the last segment, we're going to end it off with talking about the halftime performance. It's obviously one of, if not the biggest performance of the year. It always is, rakes in a ton of viewers, and they always try to get the biggest and best celebrities to do the show. And this year, it is the Weeknd. I think this is the first time, I think in a little while, where it's like an R&B, like urban singer.
I love it.
Like, I don't think we've really had that kind of like style or flair since Bruno Mars in 2015 or 2014. So it's been about 6 years, and yet Bruno Mars is still kind of more poppy per se.
Yeah, I think he had his day a lot, but he's trying to get back into it. But yeah, he's definitely more poppy.
So and also I think this is gonna be the first time in a while, I believe since Justin Timberlake did it in 2018, where he's doing it solo. There's no special guest. It's just him. And that's it.
I'm really happy to hear that. I think The Weeknd is talented enough, just like JT, to do it on his own. And I think it's better because sometimes you have guys that go on and then they'll go on a segment with some other singer. And I just don't think it pans out.
Yeah, like Maroon 5 and Travis Scott. That was so bad. That was really bad.
Oh, man. That was one of the most, like, the worst recent ones out there.
Mm-hmm. That just did not gel well. And then because it was him, that, and then I think it was... It was the other guy of Outkast. But it wasn't Andre 3000. Was it there? It was Big Boy from Outkast. Yeah, that one was just not good. I think they didn't have great chemistry. But yeah, it's gonna be him. He's got a lot of good stuff. He had a recent album that came out, did really well, critically and commercially. He's got a tour that's gonna kick off hopefully in 2022 when everything hopefully kind of subsides. And yeah, I think it's going to be great. And I think, Sean, you're the one that said that The Weeknd invested $5 million of his own money into this performance. So, you know, Sean, I'll start this video. What does this say about, you know, The Weeknd going into today?
I mean, this really shows that, like, you know, he cares about this halftime show a lot. I mean, he's got all the support that he needs already going into this from, you know, everybody else trying to make the halftime show good. But the fact that he's dumping his own money into this, and a whole lot too, like $5 million is a lot of money. I mean, like, I have 6 million right now, but no. You know, like, yeah, that's a whole lot of money to be putting into like a 30-minute performance, maybe.
Like, yeah, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a fit. Yeah, 15. Yeah, it's like, it's, you know, because it's on TV, so he doesn't have like, it's not a full on show. You know, it's really like it's got to be quick, like 15, 20 minutes maybe. You know, because of commercials or whatnot, they got to get back to the game and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with it, and especially like we all said, him doing it solo. You know. As much as you say, like, it is good, he's really got to step it up because he doesn't have anybody else to kind of fall back on, and he doesn't get a break. You know, he's going 15 minutes straight.
Yeah.
You know, so that's also what makes a good performer good and great is him being able to consistently deliver each and every second, because the most amount of breaks he's going to get is about, like, maybe, like, 5-10 seconds when they're doing a quick transition into the next song. It'll be interesting. I know, like, his group of, like, you know, comrades who support him are kind of, like, against not doing the Super Bowl in terms of, like, Jay-Z and Rihanna, as, you know, they've been linked to doing the Super Bowl in the past couple of years, but with everything going on with the NFL, they would back out. So I think this is the step in the right direction to get more of a urban audience back into the fold, and maybe Rihanna does do it next year, or you know, or it's, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, even though that'd be Beyonce's third Super Bowl in 10 years. So I think, oh, I don't know, gosh, if she should do it again. I feel like once you do three, it's kind of like, all right, you got to kind of cap it. So but yeah, it's gonna be great. But in terms of our favorite Super Bowl performances, to kind of end the show, what was everyone's favorite from when they remember? Doesn't have to be recent, just the one that they remember seeing.
Man, that's a tough one. I'm not as good with Super Bowl performances at halftime than I am with, like, anything else, because I kind of forget a lot of the times. You might have to come back to me on that one.
What about you, Noah?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, I remember one of the first shows, me and Anthony and me, I think it was me and you, Anthony, that we kind of went through a bunch of them and we're seeing, like, how they were looked at critically. But mm-hmm. The one probably I remember being the best, like, more recently is, or my favorite is probably Bruno Mars. I thought his performance was just awesome. I think his vocals were great, dancing and that kind of movement. The movements were really good when yeah. he did it, you know, and you know, it was really cool. I think, didn't he have the Red Hot Chili Peppers do it with him?
Yes.
I thought that was a really cool dynamic to have those two together, different styles. Now, I didn't enjoy it as much, especially in that moment, because I was rooting for the Broncos, like I said mm-hmm. before. And it was hard to watch because just the Broncos were getting killed. It's one of the more brutal Super Bowls of the last, you know, 10, 15 years. So,
yeah.
But the performance itself, I remember being really good and everybody being really impressed. So, and the year before, Beyonce was awesome too. Like, those two performances in a row, I thought were of the last 10 years, probably the top. And, you know, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry had some good ones, but I think those are the standouts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, looking back, I know Bruno was great just when he first came out on the drums and just absolutely destroyed it. And then his dance move was just so precise. And he brought back that kind of that funky vibe from like almost like that doo-wop kind of thing, but made it more.
And like that Stevie Wonder, like Michael Jackson print, like yeah. that dynamic.
Yeah,
you know, like a different, all of them like rolled into one. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, so that was great, and especially doing it in that cold weather, because it was cold and it was cold when he did it in East Rutherford. So, you know, that was definitely a good one. I mean, obviously Justin, you know, I my boy did it a couple years ago, so that was good. I got to see him do it. I thought it was okay. I've said that before. But I mean, you know, in recent memory, I think it's him. The Coldplay one was okay. I feel mm-hmm. like it wouldn't have been as great if Bruno and Beyonce didn't step in and helped out for that one. That one would have been a train wreck, because Coldplay's not a Coldplay, yeah, but they're not Super Bowl. They can't do the Super Bowl.
Their music is not the mm-hmm. it doesn't go well with the Super Bowl halftime show. It just doesn't. But I still like them. But.
Yeah, and then obviously, you know, if we go back to probably like earlier in like this past decade, like maybe in the 2000s. I know the Stones one was good. Obviously the Prince one was so iconic in the rain, and him just being able to still,
that's probably the best of all time.
Probably still do it at such a high level because they were like, the equipment's going to break. He might slip and fall because it was coming down hard, like really hard.
And what he said, I'm pretty sure like they showed a documentary about it, about what happened. And he wanted it to rain harder. Like he was, he was like, make it rain hard. Like it was such a cool moment. And I wish I could have, you know, been watching football at that time. Cause that's like legendary stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what about you, Sean, your favorite one and that you can remember?
Definitely. This is weird, but probably Katy Perry.
Wow.
I don't know. I haven't really enjoyed a lot of halftime shows as of recently. I don't remember if I was saying this on air, but I know I was telling you guys during the break. But yeah, I feel like there has not been very many good ones in the last few years. I'm hoping that the weekends will be really good because we need a good one. But yeah, like I mean, a lot of good stuff came from the Katy Perry one. I remember we had like a lot of memes with like the sharks or whatever that were on the stage.
White shark, whatever it was.
Yeah, both of them. That was pretty cool. Also, you know, she's a good performer, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, she had Missy Elliott was there. That was a weird one, but
it was weird. But that's what Katy Perry's like. She's that kind of interesting, you know.
Didn't she walk out on like the tiger? Like that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, you know, flying through the air and stuff. I remember. Yeah.
I mean, she sounded pretty good. I thought she sounded solid. Like she wasn't amazing. She doesn't have amazing vocals, but I think it was good enough for what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the performance that could have been a little odd if you really don't know Katy Perry too well. But she was great.
Yeah.
For me, I'll have to stick with Noah on this one. I think Bruno Mars when Denver played Seattle.
No, it was.
It was. And I thought that was a good one. Yeah, when Bruno Mars, though, a couple years later, went with Coldplay and all that, it wasn't the same. But for the last one I can really remember, I would say that one. I do just hope the weekend, I think he can be the guy to have the Super Bowl halftime show bounce back better than it was for the past couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I feel like it's going to be a great event, even in these uncertain times with COVID. You know, they're expecting 25,000 people to be there, most of them being like healthcare workers and first responders who have done so much during, you know, these last 8 to 10 months to get this country back on track. And so they deserve to enjoy some time at the biggest event of the year. So it'll be exciting, but that's gonna do it for the show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can, @thesports_fever, Twitter, same handle, and you can give us an email at thesportsfever@gmail.com. That's gonna do it for us for our 50th episode for Super Bowl, our Super Bowl yearly episode. We hope you enjoyed and enjoy the Super Bowl, and we will be back next week with more of the Sports Fever on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7thebronc.com.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Sports Fever. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and be on the lookout for new episodes on every podcasting platform you can think of.